This episode is free. You can get weekly episodes, Smiley bonuses, and the whole back catalogue of Truly Madly Smiley when you buy a Backstage Pass today. Yours is waiting for you over at smileyforlife.com. Now, without further delay, let's crack on with today's free episode. Episode 52, the one with the secret to happiness. Hey! Hello, I'm Lisa. Welcome to Truly Madly Smiley, the popular podcast for busy wildhearts who are curious, creative, and on a mission to find their own kind of happy. Have we met before? I'm sometimes called the Smiley Coach. But really, I'm more of a smile-spreading, storytelling, magic-making, daydreaming, lifelong learning, rain-loving, wise, sensitive wild heart. Got that? And I want nothing more than to see you smile.
Yes!
You won't find happiness out there. It lives inside of you. So it's time. It's your time. Pop in your earbuds, place your hand on your heart, take a deep breath in and smile. Are you ready? That's it. Let's begin. Hello. Hello, everyone. It's Smiley here. How are you doing? Welcome to the Truly Madly Smiley podcast. I'm so glad you're here. How are you doing? Are you all right? I feel like I want to burst into song. Here we are again, happy as can be, all good friends and jolly good company. Do you know that song? I don't know where that song comes from, but I think my dad or my nan used to sing it. I'm not the best singer, but it's good to use your voice like that. So it's August, and I thought I'd have a chat with you and catch up with you. I'm not under the blankie today, so the sound might be a bit different, because it's too hot to go under the blankie and I'm happier sitting at my desk talking to you. Feels a lot nicer. I feel a bit kind of squished under the blankie. Do you know what I mean? Like I'm sort of hiding away and I don't want to hide away. I want to be here and be present with you. So school's out, isn't it? But it might have been out a long time ago because of the virus. I think some of you have been going back to kind of finish off the year. And I have to say that that is really important, especially those of you that are going to new schools next year or are finishing school, because life is like a series of chapters with endings and beginnings. And we must honour, we must recognise, we must see the endings and experience all the feelings that come with them, which could be sadness and maybe a bit annoyed and frustrated that this year hasn't gone the way we want. But however you're feeling is okay. But recognize that something is coming to an end. You're closing one chapter and you're starting another. And so before you can get excited or worried about the new thing, depending on who you are, you need to kind of say goodbye to this school year. And I've been speaking to lots of children who've told me that even though it was fun to start off with, to be in lockdown or to be in quarantine or safe harbor, whatever you want to call it, that actually in the end they missed that connection with their friends, and they missed the routine of going to school and seeing familiar faces, and they missed the structure and purpose really that school gave them. So by that I mean, you know, purpose gives your life meaning. It gives you a reason to get out of bed in the morning, you know, to go and connect with people, to learn something new, to grow, to explore, to be curious about life. That's what makes humans happy. There you go. I've given a little one of the secrets away. If you're a homeschooler listening to this, because I know we have homeschoolers here, how has your world changed? It's different for you. And if you want to write and tell me, we could do an episode on a day in the life of a homeschooler to show the children who are at school how the two worlds are quite different. Yeah, they're quite different. And if you're new here, I always have a special gift for newcomers. There's a free podcast guide when you sign up for the newsletter. So then you can learn what you need to know about the podcast and how it works, and that will help you get set up. And I want to talk about that today, because often people will say to me, oh, what do we need to listen to first? Which one do we need to listen to first? And the answer may surprise you. How many of you who started at one and listened to all the episodes? How many of you cherry pick the episodes? Or how many of you go with the ones that just take your fancy? Now, the answer is you need to listen to all of them. And the reason why you need to listen to all of them, I'm going to explain why. And that's linked into the secret to happiness and why you need to not just cherry pick the ones that you think are right for you. I mean, you can do that, but what I'm saying is people are doing that because they look at all of the episodes and they think, oh God, I'm going to listen to all of those. And it shouldn't be a chore. It should be a fun adventure. You're a detective. You're exploring. You're learning more about yourself and your inner world, like what goes on inside of you. And that is the key to happiness, my friends. That is the key to happiness. Your inner world, and a lot of wild hearts have what I call a rich inner world. So they've got really vivid, strong imaginations. They've got busy brains. They're big thinkers. They are very curious about life. The more you know about yourself, the more you know and understand yourself and how you fit into the world and how the world feels to you, the happier you will be. So it's funny, isn't it? Because people, I think, ask, well, which one do we need? That kind of tells me that they're worried about doing it wrong. And I think we get really hung up on what is right or wrong. Okay, there are rules in the world that tell us what's right or wrong. And the rules are there to keep us safe. But when it comes down to how we feel about things, nobody can tell us what is right or wrong for us. And so we have to work out what makes us feel happy, what feels right to us. Humans are messy. We're messy humans. We have lots of different feelings. And yeah. And while I'm at it, let's just talk about some of the things that people think are true about happiness, but they're actually lies or myths. They're not true. I've got three here that come up a lot. Okay. So the first one is other people make us happy. No, it's really unfair to expect someone else to know our inner world, our rich inner world really well, and to work out what we need and to mind read us. They're trying to work out what's going on in their inner world and what makes them happy. That's their responsibility. Isn't it really unfair that we expect other people to know that for us? And I think if parents are listening to this or teachers are listening to this, your job isn't to make the children that you work with or your children happy. Your job is to work out what makes you happy and show them how to discover it for themselves. That's what I'm trying to do on here. So I'm saying that all the episodes are built around going into that rich inner world, diving deep down inside. That's why I say, put your hand on your heart, go inside, listen to yourself, because there is where happiness lives inside of you. So other people, we can't make other people responsible for our happiness. That's so unfair on them. And also, that's unfair on us, because then we're trying to work out what makes other people happy. And if you've read my book, Stuck Between Two Worlds, Ruby, who's the main character, spends a lot of her time trying to make her mum happy. And then she finally realizes, sadly, that it's not her job. And she's very, very tired when she comes to that point. You know, we have enough trouble as messy humans working out what's going on inside of us, inside of our bodies. So it's ridiculous trying to, I mean, what are you, a mind reader? You can't mind read what's going on for someone else. You don't know what makes them happy, and it's not your job. So how relieved do you feel to know that it's not your job to do that? It's just your job to work out what makes you happy. And the other myth is that things don't make you happy. Like we think they do. So we go, oh, when I get an Xbox, then I'll be happy. Or when I'm allowed an iPhone, I'll be happy. When I get this for my birthday, or when I get this thing, it will make me happy. No, it won't. Because if you're not happy on the inside, because you haven't worked out what makes you happy, and you're not connected to all the things that go on inside of you and how you work and what feels right for you, having that thing is not going to make you happy. It's going to distract you from the horrible feelings that you feel because you're not happy. It's not going to make you happy. This is quite complicated. So if you have to rewind and listen to it again, listen to it again, because I really want you to understand this, that you are in control of your happiness and it's on you to make you happy. Now, that's a good thing because that's something you're in control of. But that also might make you sad because you might think, oh, I didn't know that and I don't know where to start. And that's why I think when you come to the podcast and you say, oh, I don't know what episode to listen to first, it's because you're a bit worried about getting it wrong and you already aren't sure how to go about it. And if you've noticed, the first episode, the one where it all began, starts off by talking about your inner smiley, because the first thing I want you to do is to know that you have the power to make you happy. Because otherwise you give your power away, don't you? You're thinking, I need my friend to like me, or I need my mum to be happy, or I need to have this thing, or this thing must happen, or I must get this grade, or I must win this football match, or I must be the best dancer, otherwise I can't be happy. You give your power away. You give your power away. And also, the third thing is that if you're not happy, this is the third lie or the third myth, that there's something wrong or bad happening. So I see this a lot. Like when children are crying, parents will say to me, oh God, well, they keep crying, or oh, they're really angry. Or, and so it's they've got this belief in their head. If you're not happy, then there must be something wrong or something bad is happening. Well, you can't have light without dark. You can't have rainbows without rain and sunshine. You can't really appreciate joy and happiness unless you felt sadness, unless you felt those other feelings. And so our job as humans is not to be happy all the time. Our job is to understand what feels like happiness to us. And if we don't feel happy and there's something else going on inside of us, that it's our job to soothe those uncomfortable, messy, negative feelings, to soothe them like you would soothe a baby. How do we soothe babies? Or they put their thumbs in their mouths. Maybe you still do that now and that's okay. Or we give them a dummy, or we wrap them up in a big blanket and we rock them and we say la la la, and we soothe them. We soothe away their uncomfortable, horrible feelings, and then they return to a state of happiness, or they fall asleep. And it's the same, like, well, when you stroke your pet, you know, if your pet is a bit excited and a bit playful, I'm thinking of dogs now, or our cat's getting a bit pawry and a bit scratchy, we put our hands on them and we soothe, we smooth. It's like we're smoothing away that sort of agitated, irritated energy. Do you see? But all feelings have a job. They all come into our bodies to give us a message. And that's why I created the energy pod, because I see feelings as an energy that comes into our body, has a message for us. It's our job to soothe or to understand and then soothe away that energy and then return to a place of joy or happiness. Like, we're all born joyful and happy. That should be our baseline state of being. But obviously life gets in the way. Things happen. People do things that we don't like. We get upset about stuff. We get disappointed. We don't always win. We're not always the best. The day doesn't go how we want it to. People that we love leave and go away. We break up with friends. Our pets die. That is life, my friends. And so the goal is not to be happy all the time, but the goal is to help ourselves and soothe away the feelings that don't feel happy and help ourselves understand ourselves more and understand this inner world, what goes on inside of us. So every single episode, all the things that I talk to you about is to help you go inside and be in that inner world and understand yourself more. When you understand yourself more, you are like a really big, strong oak tree. So you can really stand strong in your power and say, this is who I am. I know who I am. I know what I need. I know what I like. I know what I don't like. I know what makes me happy. Then you can go after that, can't you? You don't want to be like a little willow tree, all bendy, breezy. You know, someone comes along and shakes your branches and you're all blowing about in the breeze. You want to be like an oak tree. You want to stand strong. If you've ever noticed someone who isn't happy, who's miserable, nothing seems to make them happy, they then try and be like other people. They think, oh, well, they're happy, so I'm going to try and be like them. The thing is, they're not you. So what makes them happy is not what's going to make you happy. So that doesn't work. And then when we get stuck in this whole comparison thing of saying, oh, well, Johnny's better at maths than me, and I don't know, Peter's better at football than me, or Sally's better at drawing than me. Well, maybe that's Sally's thing. Maybe that's Johnny's thing. Maybe that's Peter's thing. Go inside. What's your thing? And if it's your thing, can you get better and better and better at it and just compare yourself to yourself? Are you better at it than you were yesterday, than you were last year? And of course you are, because the key to life is learning and growing. And the more you learn and grow, the stronger and more powerful you get, right? So every episode is built like that. And have you noticed that the episodes are all starting with the one with? Have you noticed that? They all start with the title, The One With, apart from the bonus episodes. Now, I actually stole that idea from one of my favourite TV shows. If you're a little bit older, you might know it, or parents, if you're listening, grown-ups, if you're listening, you might know the American TV programme called Friends. All of the episodes start with The One With. And I love Friends for so many reasons. It's actually about relationships and these six people who are all very, very different, but they all love each other just the way they are. They're very quirky and different. I could do an episode on The One With Friends and you could see which character you're more like. That might be an idea. I've always got so many ideas for episodes. Oh, if you've got an idea for an episode, write in and tell me and we'll add it to the schedule. I've got a massive schedule. I've got like over 100 episodes planned in. But if you have something that's troubling you or something you want help with, then write to me, lisa@smileyforlife.com, and I will add it to the schedule. Brilliant. But yeah, that's where the idea for the titles comes from. And you know, there's no such thing as new ideas, really. People take ideas. This is how things get created. And they add a sprinkle of themselves to it. And then it becomes a new idea. So that's how things work. So when you download the podcast guide, I have given you a little bit of help and I've kind of said you need these episodes for worries, these episodes for friends, but I don't really like doing that, because if you're coming at something from I've got a problem that needs fixing, then you're only interested in fixing problems. You're not learning more about yourself and having a relationship with yourself. You're not going into that inner world and working out what makes you happy. Am I making sense? So it isn't about fixing things that are wrong. There's nothing wrong with you. The world is full of things that challenge us, and we can just be curious about those things, and then we can use them as opportunities, what I call teachable moments, things that we can learn from. We can go, okay, why did that happen? Okay, I'm feeling sad about it. Okay, what's going on? And you can kind of learn in that way. So it isn't just about going, oh, well, I've got a tricky friend. So you might start in that place. You might start off by saying, well, what episode do I need to listen to about this tricky friend? And there's lots of episodes about breaking up with friends and tricky friends, isn't there? I know lots of you have listened to those and enjoyed them and found them helpful. That might be the place that you start. And that's the key to starting. You have to start somewhere. And I find that people come up with all manner of reasons why they don't start. So when I'm talking to people and saying, oh, well, you should download the podcast and listen to the podcast. It's really good. It's got all these episodes. And then automatically, as soon as something is new and unknown and they don't know anything about it, they haven't been to the website, they haven't read about it, they don't know, they go, well, how will we know which one we need? And how will blah, blah, blah. So when our brain sees that there's something we don't know about, it then has lots of questions, which is brilliant. It's brilliant that your brain has questions, but it's trying to make the uncertain certain, isn't it? Which is, I think, what we try and do when we're trying to solve a problem. We go, oh, I've got this tricky friend. It's making me feel unhappy. It's making me feel lonely. It's making me feel left out. It's making me feel worried. And we want to quickly solve the problem to take the horrible feeling away. Do you see? So most of us will say, well, I just need to get rid of the tricky friend because then I'll feel happy again. Well, no, you won't, because life is a bit mean like that. It will send you another tricky friend and say, you're not dealing with your feelings. You're just trying to get rid of all the things. Do you know that game? It just what's just popped into my head. Do you know that game at the fun fair? It's called Splat the Rat. Have you ever played it at the fun fair? Where all these little rats pop up and you're given like a big hammer, and you have to splat them on the head as they pop up. So if we spend all our time firefighting and splatting rats and getting rid of problems and getting rid of people out of our lives, we're not any closer to working out what's going on inside of us and understanding our feelings. And remember, going back to soothing those feelings. I mean, in the end, we might decide that we don't want to be around people that make us feel anxious and worried and angry. But the start point is not to get rid of the thing that's bothering us. This is to go inside and say, what is happening for me? For me. That's why I say, hand on your heart, close your eyes. Check in with yourself. How do you feel right now? Humans are messy humans. We are messy, and it's okay that we're messy. That is part of our life here on Earth. It's messy, and it's not our goal to splat all the rats, get rid of all the problems, get rid of the baddies, and just feel happy all the time. It's probably about being able to sit with some of those icky feelings and still be happy. You know, it's like the to-do list. Mums, teachers, grown-ups, if you're listening, that to-do list is never done. You can always add things to it. So can you just sit knowing that everything's not done on the list, but can you just sit there and be happy and be relaxed, knowing that it's never going to be complete? That's a really good kind of test to see how good you are at sitting with uncomfortable feelings. Can you sit with another person while they are sad or angry or worried and not try and fix it? Can you just hold their hand while they experience those feelings, while they have those feelings, and not want to take that moment away from them? Because by being with their feelings and learning what those feelings mean for them, it's not our job to work it out, they can soothe and then return to their baseline state of joy or happiness, right? It sounds so easy when I say it like this. Believe me, it's tricky. And that's why we've got so far, we've got over 50 episodes, and I will continue making episodes. I am committed to my happiness and I'm committed to your happiness. I want that for you. But what makes me happy is not what makes you happy. And we have to go on a bit of an adventure and be detectives and work it out, right? Excellent. So let's just have a look at what's new and what's been going on in July. If you missed July, in July we had the one with the game set and screaming match and the one with the Fair Fight Club, which was all about conflict, arguments, siblings, brothers and sisters fighting. Learning how to fight fair and learning that actually fighting or conflict is part of being in a relationship, and that it's very normal that people don't get on all the time, and it's very healthy that people talk about how they feel, and it's very healthy for people to have different views and opinions and feelings on things, and they can all exist in one relationship. Like, you can feel one way and your friend or your brother or your sister or your mum or your aunt or your cousin can feel another way, and you can still be in a relationship with that person and find a middle ground. You can't always, but it is healthy to have conflict, to disagree. Because think about it, if there are no arguments and people do say to me, oh, we never argue. And a little red flag pops up in my head and I think, okay, so either someone is not being honest about how they feel, or someone is bullying someone and taking charge and not using their power in a good way. because you are going to have things that you like and dislike that are different, aren't you? And so I'm teaching you in July about conflict, and I'm teaching you how to fight fair. Okay. And also what's new, and I don't know if you noticed, is that we've got a new intro. And there's lots of reasons for that. First of all, it's because this podcast has been running for a couple of years now, and I just felt it was time for a bit of a refresh. And I hope you like the new intro. But second of all, and this is a bit of an excuse that people use to not listen, you know, again, it's that whole, I don't know what it is. What's she going to talk about? What's she going to say? Oh, the music's too babyish. Oh, I don't like that cartoony character floating about in the clouds. Oh, it's just babyish. It's not for me. Automatically, without even listening to it, you've already come up with, you've already put walls up. You've already said it's not for me when you don't really know, which tells me that you're afraid. Remember, you can't get to know yourself unless you open yourself up to learning new things and to listening to other people. We learn much more when we listen than when we talk. When we talk, we're already saying what we know. That's why I get a bit frustrated on the podcast, because I'm doing all the talking and I am a massive talker, don't get me wrong. But I also love to listen to how you think and feel and what's going on in your inner world, because I'm interested in that. And that's why I've created a chat room. I've created a chat room for you backstage. Before I tell you about the chat room, I just want to rewind a bit and go back to the intro. So the intro was inspired by Michael Jackson. Do any of you know who Michael Jackson is? He was called the King of Pop, and he was massive in the 80s when I was growing up. He was just like the most famous person ever. He couldn't go anywhere without being mobbed by fans. He was a billionaire. He wrote some amazing songs. He was the first person to create like pop videos. He did this video called Thriller. I think I've talked about that on here before. Anyway, he was a musical genius. And I have said to you before that when I'm in the shower or when I'm out on my walks, and I've taken you out on my walks, the one with the Sunny Walk and Talk, you might want to listen to that, I get all my ideas pop into my head. I don't know, when do your ideas pop into your head? And I was in the shower and I got this kind of like a flash in my mind of the video that went with his song, which was called Smooth Criminal. So in the video Smooth Criminal, there's all these people in a bar and it's all really noisy. And then Michael walks into the bar and he's dressed as like an old fashioned gangster in like a white suit with a hat on. And he walks into the bar. And obviously as he walks into the bar, silence, total silence. And then in the silence, he takes a coin out of his pocket and he flicks it across the room and it spins across the room and goes into the jukebox and ow! And then he starts to dance and sing. Oh, that was my impression of Michael Jackson. That wasn't a very good one. But anyway, you get the picture. And so that's how I saw that in my mind. And I was like, oh, I would love to do that. I would love to kind of show to the listeners that their lives are really busy and noisy, really busy and noisy. And then, you know, I come along and I say, hey, and then I press play. And then you go into like your inner world, you go into this happy space where you can learn more and be with yourself and be your own friend and work out what makes you tick. And then that's when you come into the Truly Madly Smiley podcast. So that's where that came from. I wanted to share that with you. But back to my chat room, back to the chat room. So backstage, there is a chat room. So when you're a member, you to become a member, you buy what's called a backstage pass. Okay. You get your backstage pass and you get an email from me and you will get your own special link to the podcast. Okay. So that's why some of you have been saying to me, oh, when I go onto the podcast, I've only got episodes 1, 2, 3, 4, and then, oh, 37. And then, where have all the other episodes gone? Naha, they are now backstage. And so there are two links now. There's the link for the free episode. So this one is a free episode, which everyone can listen to. And then if you're a member, you get your own unique individual link that you just cut and paste into your podcast app or into your what device, whatever device you're listening to, iPad, phone, and you, that is your unique. Now, if you cancel your subscription, so if you don't want to be a member anymore and you stop paying, then that link doesn't work anymore. So everyone that joins gets their own link. How cool is that? And then when you come into the backstage area, there's an area that I've created with a welcome video from me. And then there's a chat room. And every time I release an episode, I go into the chat room and I say to everyone, hey, new episode's up. What do you think of this? And I write my comments. And then if you're a member, you can come and comment and chat to me and ask me questions. And then I thought that would be really good because you would also get to learn about other children's inner worlds and what's going on for them. And you would see that sometimes you all worry about the same things and sometimes you're all, and that you're all completely different and unique in your own way. Like you've all got different versions of happiness and no one is right or wrong. No one is right or wrong. In fact, I always think the children who step outside of the popular group and go their own way and they're being true to themselves, they're the happiest children, except for they're not happy because they're being made wrong. And then they say they feel lonely out on their own. Do you see? It's all very complicated, isn't it, this growing up business? It's all very complicated. Who would have thought that we had to have lessons on how to be happy? But they don't teach you how to be happy at school. And some of the things I talk about on here, grown-ups are uncomfortable talking about or people don't talk about. You know, people are like swans. You see a swan gliding along the surface. Wah, wah. Oh, do they make that noise? Is that a duck? I don't know what noise swans make. Swan, 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 as they're swanning along down the river. But you don't see what's going on underneath the surface. Their little paddle, their little webbed feet are paddling away, swimming along. Well, that's what's going on for lots of us, but we don't really share about the paddling bit. We just pretend that we're all swan, swan, swanning along the surface, you see. So I thought if we had the chat room, we could talk about the paddling and all the things that go on underneath the surface. If we felt like we wanted to share and we felt safe enough to share, that might help us not feel so alone with our stuff. Because actually, when we're feeling lonely, we're not feeling happy, are we? No, see? And I really love talking and chatting to you and getting feedback. Like then there's a feedback loop, isn't there? So conversation is a two-way thing. I feel like I'm talking at you right now. I'm sat at my dining room table with my laptop and my phone and my notes. And I'm just talking at you. Actually, I haven't got a script today. I'm just riffing. I'm just going with the flow. And I would love to get some feedback from you. I'd like us to be in a conversation with each other, you know? Because like when we go to school, those of you that go to school, or sometimes when we talk to adults, I think we're all guilty of this, adults, you know, we get lectured. And I don't want to feel like I'm lecturing you. I want to feel like we're having a chat about stuff and laughing about stuff and learning stuff together and having fun. I don't want to be lectury and telling off and shouty. I don't want to be that kind of adult because I don't think that kind of adult brings out the best in us. I want to be an adult that listens and understands and makes you feel okay about everything, that is your cheerleader. What do I say to you at the end of the episode? I'm your biggest cheerleader, don't I? Because I am. And like a coach, you know, like a coach, like you would have a sports coach or an athletics coach. I am a life coach. So I coach people in their lives. I'm a happiness coach. I help people find their own kind of happy. So I also wanted to quickly explain why we are now paying for a membership. And I thought about this and I thought, well, you don't need to justify it to other people. But I thought, no, I want to explain, because for 2 years, people have been able to listen to this podcast for free. And I wonder how many of those people are now thinking, well, we have to pay. And maybe they don't have enough coins to pay for it, or they don't have the money to pay for it, or they need to spend that money on something else. And I understand that. And I want to say to those people, listen, I will continue to do the odd free episode here and there for you. There is a ton of free stuff on my website. If you go to my website, there's a freebie section. You can even get smiley thoughts through Alexa, through speaking to Alexa for free. So there's lots of free things for those people. And there are other podcasts. There are other podcasts for children. And you can, you know, go and listen to the free ones. I do understand. But I want you to know that And this is quite an important lesson in business, maybe, that nothing in this world comes for free. It really doesn't. And that's an important thing to learn. And also, I need to value myself. So my coach, I have a Smiley coach, she's not called Smiley, she's called Sinead, said to me, this stuff that you're talking to the children about is really, really important. It's stuff that people aren't talking about. It's stuff they need to know. It's stuff they don't learn at school. And it has a lot of value, like it adds value to their life. And she was like, and this is your job. And she was like, do you know anyone that goes to work for free? So I thought about it and I was like, well, no. And she said, well, how are you paying for the podcast? And I said, well, I'm paying for it out of my piggy bank. And she was like, right. And what's involved in that? And I said, well, you know, I spend a couple of hours writing the scripts and then I record it. And then I have to send it off to a man and I pay the man to do all the production. So he does all the sound and adds in the music and stuff. And then I have to write the show notes and I pay someone to help me write the show notes. And then I have to pay to host it, to store it on a cloud on the internet so that you can listen to it. I said, and yeah. And she was like, wow. So how much is that costing you? So I told her, and at the moment we've only got enough members to pay for half the costs of running the podcast, right? But if we could get more members, so kids, this is a really important lesson in being an entrepreneur, because I think, I think the job world, as you grow up, you're probably not thinking about this yet. You will need these kind of skills, but a business needs to make a profit. And I'm focused on making a difference because that's why I'm here. I want to make a difference and I want to help as many children as possible. But I also need to make sure that I've got enough coins in my piggy bank to pay my bills and put food on the table. That's why we go to work, isn't it? Okay. So what I also want to do is I want to make the podcast better quality and I want to start making lesson plans so that teachers can use these in the classroom. And also make guidance notes for parents so that they can understand more about what I'm trying to teach people so that everyone can be happy. And I would like to get a better microphone so that I don't have to dive under a blanket and get into a hot sweat. But all these things cost money. And so I'm asking people to support my work. Now, you can help me with this because the more people we tell about the podcast, the more that we'll make a difference to other people's lives. And it's like throwing a pebble across a pond. You know, it has like a ripple effect. It makes like a circle that goes around it. Happiness is catching. It's contagious, like the coronavirus. And, you know, we don't want to block people from being happy. We want to spread the smiles. So I have developed a refer a friend scheme where you can earn Amazon vouchers for yourself or for your school if you get people to come and sign up for a backstage pass, okay? And then you will be, so imagine when you go to someone and you say to them, oh, I listen to this podcast and it's really cool and I'm learning about this and I'm learning about that and I'm it's just so good. I feel, for whatever reason you listen, hopefully it just helps you understand yourself more and helps you feel happy, like I've said. Now, if your friend tells you about something and you trust your friend and you value their opinion and you like the same things, you're more likely to go and do the thing that they suggest, aren't you? As if you just see an advert on the telly or on YouTube or on a bus shelter, you might look at something and think, oh, yeah, that's a nice idea, and not do anything. But if your friend says to you, oh, you got to listen to this thing. It's amazing. It's really cool. And I'm less worried and I'm much happier and I know how to deal with my angries and whatnot. Then your friend is going to be curious, at least, is going to be like, okay, what's this thing? What's this thing that's the secret to happiness? Now, if you tell your friend and they sign up for a backstage pass, I will give you a £5 Amazon voucher. Every single friend that you tell who signs up for a backstage pass, you will get a £5 Amazon voucher. So think about what you could buy on Amazon with that. Or think about if you referred five friends, that would be £25. I think you can refer up to five friends a month. So I will put a link in the show notes to my Spread the Smiles Refer a Friend scheme. You just click on the link and you write down the names of the friends that you've told about it. And when they sign up, so we match up with the database and we can see when they've signed up and bought a backstage pass, we then give you a £5 Amazon voucher. How cool is that? Now, if you're a school and you've got lots of children, think of all the £5 that you could earn for your school, where you could buy books and supplies for your school. If you're a yoga teacher and you want to buy new yoga mats and things, think about it in that way. So by you helping me get the word out there, you're helping everyone be happy and you're rewarding yourself and you get something as well. And then everyone's a winner, aren't they? Everyone is a winner. Amazing.
Amazing.
Okay. So that is what the Backstage Pass is about. And that's why you're not seeing all the episodes. Let me tell you about what's coming up in August before we say goodbye and finish. See if I can whet your appetite for August. So in August, we have the big summer quiz. So you can test your decision-making skills. And also we have the one with the fishy drama, which is not really about fish. It's about having beef with people. And it's when you get into one of those funny triangles where there's three people involved in the drama and it all gets very high drama and complicated. And there's a bonus episode for parents on how to safeguard your child against bullies, enemies, frenemies, and meanies, I think it's called. So that's fabulous. And actually in July, there was a bonus episode for parents on surviving the school holidays, which isn't just applicable to the summer. It's applicable to probably what's going on now in lockdown, quarantine, safe harbour, and any holiday or any situation where families are spending lots of time together. And that's when conflict starts, because there's all these feelings and all this energy in the room, and it needs to have an out. It needs to come out. So the episodes on conflict are really helpful at this time, I think. And that's why I made them. Now, in September, I'm going to be doing a series of 5 comfort zone chats. So I'm going to be talking about stepping out of your comfort zone. So that could be anything from like going on a residential, going to a friend's house, doing something for the first time, going to a new school, joining a new club, making friends, anything that's unknown that makes you feel a bit wobbly and nervous. Yeah. So we're going to have a series of those in September. And I will be talking to you about how to prepare yourself and what to expect when you step outside of your comfort zone. And I'm going to help you with that. And so each chat, there's going to be 6 mini chats. They're going to be really short, to 10, 15 minutes long. So you can just quickly listen and get the quick tip to help you. Okay, brilliant. Also in September, we have a special guest on the podcast, a lady called Holly Ann, who comes from Perth in Australia. She's going to be talking to us about keeping our bodies safe, about body safety. So there's lots coming up in September. Really excited about that. Those episodes are for members. I will come on and do another chat for August for free. So every month I'm going to try and do a free episode if I can. But obviously my focus is on serving the members who've got the backstage passes, because they're investing money and time and they're committed to their own happiness. Yay! Good for them. Brilliant. So I'm excited about all the new things. This makes me happy. Knowing that I can teach other people how to be happy is what makes me happy. And you know why? Because when I was a little girl, I felt so alone with all of my feelings and I thought there was something wrong with me. And I didn't realize that this is what being a messy human is all about. We're all messy humans. We're all in it together. And it's much easier when people understand their messiness. And we can all be more forgiving of each other's messiness, of knowing that we're going to get it wrong sometimes and that we might get really upset about certain things and not seem to care about others, because we're all different, aren't we? And that's okay. So we're done. That's enough for today. That's a big, long episode. So much fun. Thank you for listening and thank you for being here. I love hanging out with you guys. I really do. And I hope you've learned a lot about happiness. And I hope you understand that if you're not happy, that's absolutely fine. But if you can find the tools and the ways to soothe yourself, back to balance. That is the key. If you want to get your hands on all the helpful stuff I've talked about in today's episode, be sure to jump on over to the show notes. You know where they are. smileyforlife.com/TMS52. T for truly, M for madly, and S for Smiley. And I shall be back next time with more good stuff for you that will help you go inside and work out what is right, what feels right for you. Until then, I'm sending you lots of smileiness. I'm your biggest cheerleader, and I'm always, always on your team. See you soon. Bye-bye for now. If you like that episode, remember to tell all your friends. Spread the smiles for miles and miles. Don't keep the secrets to yourself.